USA Radio News with Wendy King.
G7 leaders are signing a Carbis Bay Declaration on health to prevent another global pandemic. Under the declaration, the G7 leaders will be vowing to take steps to ensure global devastation caused by the coronavirus is never repeated. The British government said it plans to establish a new center to prevent infectious diseases from spreading from animals to humans, noting that 75% of new human disease originates in animals, and these diseases have been emerging at an increasing rate. Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe. The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
A shooting on a crowded Austin, Texas street overnight left 13 people injured, and police are searching for at least one gunman. The shooting broke out near 6th Street, a popular bar and nightclub district in the Texas capital. Police said victims were transported to the hospital. Of the injured, 11 were in stable condition and 2 were critical. Authorities say it's unclear if there was more than one shooter. One suspect is described as a slender black male with dreadlocks. Authorities in South Florida have identified the gunman who opened fire at a grocery store this week, killing a woman and her toddler grandchild. The sheriff says Timothy Wall killed the child and a woman at a public supermarket before fatally shooting himself. They said Wall first shot the child, then the grandmother bravely interfered and his gun jams. After a struggle, he ends up shooting the grandmother and himself. His family says he was suffering from mental illness. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Florida school documents the pandemic through the eyes of children. USA's Mike Fortier has the story.
When students returned to in-person classes at Umatilla Elementary School in Central Florida, they were asked to write down their experiences while under lockdown. Their stories were combined into a book called Through Their Eyes. School media specialist Loretta Vroman reads one excerpt.
It is hard for my family to think that people are losing everything in life. I am sorry for them, and people are dying every single day. There are a lot of cases around the world, and that is sad.
The book proved popular among parents, and soon grandparents and others were asking for copies. The school complied, and Vroman tells Orlando's News 6 they even put a copy of the book into a time capsule.
They were concerned that people in the future will not know what happened. Many times I've been asked, what if people forget? How can we make sure people don't forget?
That time capsule also includes masks and a UV light that's set to be opened in 20 years. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel will meet with President Biden in mid-July, according to the White House. Germany and the United States have had notable disagreements over Chinese and Russian influence, as well as COVID-19 vaccine technology. They're expected to discuss the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia to Germany. The pipeline is owned in part by an ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Merkel has announced she's not running for re-election, serving as chancellor for 16 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.